USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck due to inflation. A new report shows 61% of adults across the country struggled to make ends meet in June. According to Lending Club, that's a 3% jump from May and reflects the economic hardship for about 157 million people. A year ago, 55% of all working adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck. The White House says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has every right to visit Taiwan and has done so before, along with other members of Congress.
We have been clear from the very beginning that she will make her own decisions and that Congress is an independent branch of government.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby didn't confirm Pelosi's travel plans while addressing reporters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Firefighters are struggling to make progress against the McKinney Fire in Northern California. It has burned through dozens of structures, including the home of 81-year-old artist Althena Schwander. Schwander moved to the area just a month ago to be closer to her son.
I'm very sad. My house is gone. All my furniture, all my clothes, shoes, coats, boots, everything's gone. But my daughter-in-law told me that she grabbed my trunk full of jewelry before I left, and I found that out this morning, and I was very happy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. What started that fire is still under investigation. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a North Texas man accused of murdering his daughters in an honor killing. Dallas County prosecutors say Yasir Saeed shot Amina Saeed and Sarah Saeed to death inside his taxi in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore is blacklisting multiple financial institutions from state banking contracts, accusing those institutions of boycotting fossil fuel companies. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Moore says thermal coal is important to more than just his state.
It's important to the country. It is base load energy. This is what powers the country. And these folks are in this breakneck liberal ideology that is pushing us towards this green energy ideology that is going to just drive inflation even higher.
The sports world is reeling after the loss of an NBA legend on Sunday.
America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington, at the suburb of Seattle.
To become proficient in something, or to become very good at it, no one knows how much work it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross a pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint.
Like crazy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A San Diego judge is dismissing a lawsuit over the Chargers' move to Los Angeles. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of San Diego resident Ruth Hendricks, who claimed Chargers owner Dean Spanos knowingly made false statements about keeping the team in San Diego. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.